I'm Wendy Rigby with today's TPR Lifeline. An estimated 6 million people in the U.S. suffer from scoliosis. The curved spine condition used to put people at risk for deformity, but modern medicine is taming the disease. Pediatric orthopedic surgeon Dr. Alex Stahl of the Children's Hospital of San Antonio talks about this common health problem. What is scoliosis, Dr. Stahl, and who does it affect most?
Scoliosis is really a symptom. It's not a specific disease. It's like saying someone has a fever. There's lots of different causes of scoliosis. It means that you have a sideways curvature of your spine for whatever reason. The most common types of scoliosis are what we describe as idiopathic, which means not of a discernible origin. It's not associated with any other specific disease. And by far, the most common type of idiopathic scoliosis occurs in adolescence.
What are the implications if scoliosis is not detected and left untreated?
Small curves are at low risk for progression, and larger curves are at higher risk for progressing over time. Ultimately, if a curve is large enough, and by large enough, I mean about 50 degrees, then they tend to progress despite being done growing. I often sort of describe this as the kind of a Leaning Tower of Pisa.
And what happens? What are the implications of it?
The true implications for the adolescent form of scoliosis are largely cosmetic. So people's level of function is just as high, but there is a higher level of pain compared to people that do not have scoliosis.
Back pain?
Back pain.
Are there lifestyle changes to ease symptoms?
You know, back pain is extremely common in everybody with or without a scoliosis and is largely age dependent. The same rules generally apply. Maintaining a healthy body weight and maintaining a good diet and exercise.
Can sports injuries or poor posture or carrying heavy backpacks cause scoliosis?
That's a question I get all the time, and the answer is no. Scoliosis is really caused by a growth asymmetry of the spine. There is a genetic origin to scoliosis, though it's multifactorial. There's not a single gene that is associated with scoliosis. There is a familial association. I often describe it to parents as having two lottery tickets. There's no guarantee of winning, but your odds are higher if you have a family history of scoliosis.
A lot of people my age will remember going to the school nurse and bending over at the waist while she looks at our spines. That's a pretty low-tech screening. So how is screening performed today and by whom?
Actually, that still remains the mainstay of screening. We describe the curves as being a side-to-side curve, but really the spine is twisted. I often use the analogy of a roller coaster that banks when it turns. And that rotation causes a clinical asymmetry, so we see difference in levels of shoulders and shoulder blades and waist. In the state of Texas, it's mandated for screening in fifth and sixth grade.
So is it still performed at school?
It is still performed at school and pediatricians and primary care offices as well.
Is early detection important and why?
Early detection is important because we have effective treatments for preventing the progression of curves that are at risk.
What are the less invasive treatments that can be tried before someone has to go under the knife?
We watch it while people are growing to identify those that are at risk and do have progression of their curves. Bracing is a very effective treatment option for people that are at risk for scoliosis. For children that are at high risk of progression of their scoliosis, brace treatment can effectively reduce the chance of requiring surgery from about 60% to less than 10%. We do surgery for those Leaning Tower of Pisa curves that we know will progress despite being done growing.
How do children do?
In the long term, they're able to do almost everything that they would do before. Really, the only exception to that is we recommend avoiding collision sports such as football, hockey, and rugby, but really everything else is fair game. They can play soccer, they can play basketball, they can swim, they can do gymnastics.
So if parents of adolescents out there get the news that their child has scoliosis, even major scoliosis, it is not a reason to panic.
It is not a reason to panic. We expect that every child with scoliosis will be able to lead a productive, healthy, active life.
Dr. Stahl of the Children's Hospital of San Antonio, thanks for the information.
Thank you so much.